That's whenever I realized that I would do whatever it took to be the best dad I could be. It didn't matter where I went or what I did with my personal life. I knew at that point, I promised God and Jamie, myself, and my boys that I would be the best dad that I could be. And that, along with a few other experiences that I've had in my life, is why you hear passion in my voice and I get a tear in my eye when I'm talking about youth, when I'm talking about children, when I'm talking about parenting. As parents, and today as dads, some of the world's biggest victories, as well as the world's most painful defeats, come from the type of dads we are at home. It sounds like I'm putting a lot of weight on our shoulders, dads, and I'm sorry, I am, but you know what? It's been that way since the beginning of time. That's the way God intended it to be. And I believe passionately that if we dads had been doing our job through the centuries, the world would be a better place today. I believe that with all my heart. You see, from the time a child is 18 months old, they begin to realize that they are an individual. They begin to form a basic value system based on a combination of their environment and their personality. By the time they're between 5 and 8 years old, their basic values, the values that they base their future personality forming decisions upon, are in place. Matter of fact, we still, all of us, live with those same values that were formed when we were 5 and 8 years old. Tell me something, Dad. Dads, excuse my tearful nose here. Who controls the environment at home? Oh, you're good. He went. Pointed to his wife. Yes, parents do control that. But you know what? Dads have a huge, huge, I cannot tell you how huge, a responsibility for what that environment is like at home. There could be, according to a dad, there could be an environment of fear, or there could be an environment of, hey, I can take anything home. And I know that I'm going to be loved in the end and supported. There could be, an absent father. A father who chooses not to be present. And that has effects as well. Dads, you know, if you don't want your kids to be the way you are, change. Look in the mirror and make a conscious effort to be what you want your kids to be. Does that make sense? Why is that? Let's say it together. Our kids become who we are, not what we say. Let's say that again. Our kids become who we are and not what we say. You have more influence over your children than anyone else does because of your influence over the environment that we create at home during those extremely formative years. Ladies, if you want to know why some of us are the way we are, look to our fathers. Or if our father was absent, look to the male figure who had influence over our life. And that's why we are the way we are. 99% of the time. Now, before I lose track of time this morning, I have three things I would like to lift up to you. And dads, we need to be physically present, we need to be emotionally connected, and we need to be spiritually present. Physically present, emotionally connected, and spiritually present. First, physically present. In John 9 through 13, let's listen to this. John 15, if you want to read along. beginning with verse 9.